With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Russian leader Vladimir Putin says he will endorse a national strategy for the development of artificial intelligence.
Putin emphasized that it's essential to prevent a Western monopoly. Speaking at a recent AI conference in Moscow, Putin noted that it's, quote, imperative to use Russian solutions in the field of creating reliable and transparent artificial intelligence systems that are also safe for humans. Putin also said the monopolistic dominance of such foreign technology in Russia is unacceptable, dangerous, and inadmissible.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, in audio intercepts from the front lines in Ukraine, there could be trouble brewing among the Russian army. Soldiers are getting desperate. The intercepts suggest a growing number of Russian troops want to get out of Ukraine. Tens of thousands of Russians have been killed. Also at SRNnews.com, retail executives bracing for a possible spending slowdown during the holidays.
Despite an economy with several positive indicators, American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and still stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. Walmart said it noticed shoppers cutting back last month and offered a muted annual sales outlook. Best Buy said shoppers are trading down to cheaper TVs, and Target said shoppers are waiting longer to buy items. Greg Clugston reporting.
Police say three young men of Palestinian descent who were attending a Thanksgiving party were shot and wounded near the University of Vermont campus. Police in Burlington now searching for a suspect. He has been described as a white man. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists setting off a bomb at a church in the city of Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, hymnals, and much more. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was 100 years old. This is SRN News. A leading Hamas commander in Gaza has reportedly been killed.
Hamas is announcing the death of Ahmed Al-Gandour, who is in charge of northern Gaza and a member of its top military council. He's the highest-ranking militant known to have been killed in the fighting with Israel. According to the Washington-based Counter-Extremism Project, Al-Gandour is believed to have been around 56 years old and survived at least three attempts on his life. Hamas says he was killed along with three other senior militants, including Ayman Siam, who Israel claimed was in charge of Hamas's rocket-firing unit. The Israeli military says it's killed thousands of militants, including several mid-ranking commanders. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Sierra Leone's president declaring a nationwide curfew after gunmen attacked the West African country's main military barracks in the capital and then broke into several detention centers and abducted or freed the occupants. More details at SRNnews.com.